Donald Trump has been selling this swill as a conspiracy entrepreneur for 5 years. It was the foundation of his flirtation with the president in 2012. He's continued to sound those notes throughout this campaign. And even in today's statement, he lied while telling the truth, you know, by saying that it was Hillary Clinton who started it personally, trying to deflect, and then that he ended it.
So let me ask you on that and get everyone's reaction. You've looked into this.
Absolutely.
This claim, and what have you found?
So, you know, these conspiracy theories have different tributaries that lead to them. But what I followed was the source of the first lawsuit and the person who took credit for bringing it to the lawyer. It was a Clinton supporter out of Texas named Linda Starr, who was sort of an amateur opposition researcher. She was furious about the state of the primary, like many Hillary Clinton supporters. She brought the suit to a lawyer named Philip Berg, and they launched it right before the Democratic primary. And this percolated
among supporter, but you're saying not the Clinton campaign.
Not the Clinton campaign. These were hardcore, the Pumas, the hardcore, you know, Hillary supporters who were furious that she'd lost the primary.
Yeah.
It percolated, but then it was picked up by conservatives, and they've been carrying it ever since. First, Lou Dobbs on national television mainstreamed it, and then Donald Trump did more than anyone else to keep it alive.
And Pastor Scott, does he then, as Hillary Clinton says, owe an apology?
No, I don't think so, because it was not racial; it was political. It was political in its origination. It was political as it moved forward. It was simply a political maneuver. He used the same maneuver against Ted Cruz, questioning his citizenship. Nobody is asking him to be apologized to. The Canadians aren't offended. The Democrats are playing on the emotions and the emotionalism and the sensitivities of Black Americans because they're afraid Donald Trump is making inroads into the Black community.
We are going to talk.
Let's pull this out.
And we're going to talk about that very issue, the Black community and the racist part of this in a moment. But I want to just play first, Gloria, the breaking news of what Donald Trump just said moments ago about Hillary Clinton and guns. Here he is.
I think that her bodyguards should drop all weapons. They should disarm, right? Right? I think they should disarm immediately. What do you think? Yes? Yes. Yeah. Take their guns away. She doesn't want guns. Let's see what happens to her. Take their guns away. Okay? It'd be very dangerous.
Gloria, obviously this echoes something that he said that got him in a lot of trouble last month.
On the Second Amendment. Yeah, I think Donald Trump was off script this evening, and maybe he wanted to change the subject. I don't think he wants to change the subject that way, but that is Donald Trump probably not reading off of a teleprompter. I think what we saw today, and it's been alluded to before, was an act of political expediency. And the issue of birtherism and trafficking in these ridiculous conspiracy theories is what got Donald Trump onto the national stage. And I think there are some of his political advisors who believe that it could derail him in his quest for the candidacy. And I think that's why you've heard advisor after advisor come out and say, including Mike Pence, say that I believe the president of the United States was born in Hawaii. And then finally, they wanted to button it up. And they wanted to button it up because they didn't want it to come up in the campaigns. And Donald Trump was not willing to do that in his own way because he wasn't willing to apologize or to say, I made a mistake. And he just came out there with one sentence, and you can't delete the history of what occurred over the last 5 years with one short sentence. And as a result, they have extended the controversy rather than ending it.
All right. Well, we had paused there. Thanks to all. Next, Harry Reid calling Donald Trump a human leech. Trump firing back, mocking Reid. Wait until you see what Reid is saying tonight. Plus, if Trump really is being audited by the IRS, where's the letter? Let's see it. And when it comes to Trump and transparency, these artists have something else in mind.
Aaron Burnett Out Front is brought to you by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. Ask the candidates for a plan to address the national debt. Go to cnnmoney.com/America's Debt to see how candidates, their advisors, and experts discuss the debt and their plans.
How can good-paying jobs disappear? It's what the national debt could do to our economy. If we don't solve our debt problem, $19 trillion and growing, money for programs like education will shrink. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. Bad news for our small businesses. The good news? There's still time for a solution. Ask the candidates for a plan to secure our future.
Back in the good old days, things were just better.
Those old rules don't work for me.
We valued hard work.
I don't believe in anyone telling me how I should live my life.
Skinny caramel macchiato.
Back then, technology was a self-cleaning oven.
I like things the way they were, except my apps.
I do, however, believe in a world with really great apps. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dave. See my post?
Yeah, it's funny.
In the application economy, there's one thing everyone agrees on.
Guys, what's happening here?
Hey, Nicole. This is my new alert system for whenever anything happens in the market. It's a natural.
Big Thinkorswim already lets you create custom alerts for all the things that are important to you.
Shh. Alerts on anything at all?
Not only that, you can act on that opportunity with just one tap right from the alert.
Wow. I guess we don't need a kid anymore.
Custom alerts on Thinkorswim, only at TD Ameritrade.
We make all of our leather goods here by hand. I ended up picking Weebly to build my website because it was super easy to use, very intuitive, fun, actually. I like the idea of being my own boss.
Go to Weebly.com today and make your dream big.
Morning. Hey, do you know when the game starts?
11 hours?
No. Well, I'm gonna head back to my room.
Want to wake up at Super Bowl 51?
Super Bowl!
Enter Courtyard's Super Bowl Sleepover Contest at Courtyard.com for your chance to win.
The new 2016 Mitsubishi Outlander has been completely redesigned with over 100 improvements. In fact, we changed so much that one spokesperson couldn't do it justice.
The Outlander's had some very impressive work done.
The front wiper de-icer melt.
The interior is exquisitely appointed.
Quieter cabin.
The dramatically transformed 2016 Mitsubishi Outlander, the most advanced CUV we've ever made.
Come in now and get $500 cash back and 0% APR.
I love that my shop is part of the morning ritual around here. People rely on that first cup, and I wouldn't want to mess with that. But when back pain got bad, I couldn't sleep. I had trouble getting there on time. Then I found Aleve PM.
Aleve PM is the only one to combine a safe sleep aid plus the 12-hour strength of Aleve for pain relief that can last into the morning.
Hey, guys.
Now I'm back.
Aleve PM for a better AM.
Tonight, the Congressional Black Caucus tearing into Donald Trump, flat out calling him a racist, one by one for nearly 40 minutes. The Democratic members of the caucus leveling a series of personal attacks against Trump, demanding he apologize for repeatedly saying President Obama was not born in the United States.
Donald Trump is nothing more than a two-bit racial arsonist.
Donald Trump is doing everything that he can to divide. He's a hater. He's a bigot. And he's a racist.
Trump has acted in a way that suggests he's a bigot.
By any definition, Donald Trump is a disgusting fraud.
We will not elect a chief bigot of the United States of America.
Manu Raju is out front. And Manu, I mean, as we said, person after person for 40 minutes. You just spoke to the top Democrat in the Senate. What did he have to say about all this?
Yeah, that's right. Harry Reid, the Senate Democratic leader, not known as someone who minces words. Remember, in 2012, he went after Mitt Romney day after day on the Senate floor, falsely accusing Romney of not paying his taxes. But when I talked to the Democratic leader, he called Trump a liar, a phony, an absolute fraud. He said he's one of the most immoral people I've ever had to deal with in politics. And he also let loose when I asked him about Trump's claim that Hillary Clinton's campaign started the whole birther controversy.
Do you think his criticism of Obama's citizenship, questioning whether or not the president was a United States citizen, is that racially motivated in any way?
Of course it is, but forget about that. Why has he let this drag on for years? And then the man has the audacity, the ability to lie like no one I've ever seen. He said, well, Hillary's the one that brought it up. There couldn't be anything further from the truth. He's a liar. And I don't know if we should give any credence to anything the man said.